Nashville has a long wish list of civic projects, like new fire stations, libraries, sidewalks, and stoplights. But figuring out when your neighborhood's project will get funded, for decades, that's been shrouded in mystery and a source of political infighting. That is, until now. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
You can't be faulted for wondering how Metro decides which projects to fund and in what order. Even members of the Metro Council are baffled.
Gosh, I've been around this for a while, and I still hadn't figured it out.
Where's the money, and when is that project going to be done?
We sit here meeting after meeting and talking about this.
If somebody can help me with that, that'd be phenomenal.
Jacobia Dowell, Sharon Hurt, and Steve Glover there. Glover's harangue was about adding a turn lane on a busy road. It was seemingly funded 4 years ago, but it's still not complete. That's the rub with what the city calls capital projects, meaning buildings and infrastructure. The way it's designed is the council creates a massive wish list for the next few years, but then the mayor has the power to pick the few projects that actually get funding. Enter the battlefield.
Council members are obviously in a competition to secure projects for their districts.
Mike Jameson is the Metro Council's attorney and himself a former councilman, so he's about as expert as it gets on council rules and history.
It was also very easy for administrations to play off council members against each other. That has led over years to suspicions.
In other words, a mayor could play favorites. It also meant the final spending choices happened behind closed doors.
At some point, we decide to spend money. So someone, somewhere, somehow has decided, let's bring that out of the shadows.
So last year, without much attention, the council made a change. They decided to rank their entire wish list of more than 100 projects. They collectively declared which ones they most want the mayor to fund.
It allows council members as a body to convey to the administration priorities as a whole.
This is Councilwoman Taneka Verger, now the chairwoman of the Budget Committee. She says the council has found a way to have a more unified voice, which shifts some power away from the mayor. Here's how the rankings are done. Each council member is given 100 points. They can put all of those on a single project, probably something in their area, or spread them out, or even offer a few points to something in another district.
So this point system, it is tedious, but it allows for a more thoughtful process.
And in the end, it's simple math. Projects with the most points go to the top, and the entire ranking can be seen, from the highest with 115 points all the way to project number 82, a bike-sharing dock, which got just 1 point.
The public is wanting that accountability from us.
This year, the clear number one is a smarter tornado warning system. A few council members helped boost it, an example of cooperation instead of competition. And the mayor has signaled plans to fund new sirens. Now, this won't always happen. The rankings are non-binding. But the council has passed a rule saying they won't vote on the mayor's budget unless it's specific about the projects getting money and where they rank on the council's wish list. That's meant to show the public whether the mayor is honoring the council's priorities. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
You can see which civic projects the Metro Council ranked as top priorities by visiting this story at WPLN.org. The capital improvements budget will be finalized in June.